I wanted to share with you that all of the words in our bulletin, the words of our liturgy that we use today, have been pulled from the different worship services that we have had at Montreat. So in the evening, we had worship every night. And so we have pulled the words that were used throughout the week in different worship services to include here for us tonight. In addition, these scriptures that we are reading were part of the services and the times that we had and studied together at Montreat. So our first reading comes from Psalm 139. Listen to the words of God. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle in the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am wonderfully and fearfully made. Wonderful are your works. That I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth, your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. Oh, that you would kill the wicked, O God, and the bloodthirsty would depart from me. Those who speak of you maliciously and lift themselves up against you for evil. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Our second reading comes from Psalm 121, and it will be shared by Zoe, who is not able to be with us today.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
And our final reading comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 17. Y'all, are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So this week we were able to spend some time at Montreat, and I just wanted to tell you a little bit about that before they come to tell you about our week and how wonderful it was. This was the 51st year that Montreat has hosted youth conferences. Now, I know when they first started off, they had a couple of conferences a summer, but now we have 6 weeks of youth conference throughout the summer. And over those 6 weeks, there are over 4,000 youth that come together. Our week alone had 850 youth from across the entire nation. Some years we have people from across the world. We know just us, we knew people who were from Michigan, California, Arizona, Texas, Mississippi, Florida, and that was just all the ones we thought of off the top of our head. People come from far away to be able to come and join together in this wonderful week of learning, of worship, of fellowship, of fun, of discussions and deep questions. Montreat is a remarkably beautiful place, but that's not the thing. I mean, it is beautiful. There's a lot of places that are beautiful, but there's something special about Montreat. The ancient Scots used to call it a thin place. A place where you just kind of feel like the distance between heaven and earth is thinner, it's closer. And I believe that so much of that happens because we are there in community. We live closely together. We spend all of our time together. We gather around the table and we eat. We sit and we discuss so many deep questions and thoughts and wonderful things. And sometimes we just laugh a lot and play and throw spoons. It is a beautiful place. But it's so much more than that. It is that the presence of God as here, God is here with us. God is there as well. And God works through these young people, and then they will be sent back across the whole world to share the light of God with all those they encounter.
Good morning. My name is Mackenzie Sanford, and I just graduated from the North Carolina School of Science and Math. I will be attending the University of Chapel Hill of North Carolina at Chapel Hill in the fall. I would just like to begin by first thanking the church community that made this week at Montreat Youth Conference possible. As it was our last year, being able to attend despite the devastation in Western North Carolina was incredibly lucky. Before this week at Montreat, any thought of college left me with a pit of dread in my stomach. Not a normal fear, but the kind of anxiety that makes me want to just stick my head in the sand and pretend like nothing was going to transition my idyllic summer into real life again. So, with college orientation right in the middle of Montreat, there was less and less time before I would have to face the inevitable. I was certainly struggling to balance my equally strong excitement and apprehension and anticipation of my last year at Montreat Youth Conference. So when we arrived in Anderson Auditorium for the welcome program on Sunday, and I learned the theme for this week was Light My Path, I thought it was superbly fitting for this last summer before college. Early Monday morning was our first keynote service, beginning with the reading of Psalm 23. From "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," to "And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long," I was reminded of finding peace even in the darkest valley. I was certainly feeling like I was in the dark, preparing for my next adventure to UNC Chapel Hill. We were asked to grapple with the question, what does it mean to walk in the dark? I often think of darkness as the fear, anger, and doubt in my future, but Chris Lee, our keynote preacher, challenged us to think deeper. Did God ever say darkness is bad? No, we soon learned. Like many facets of life, darkness can be positive, like in times of rest or contemplation, or negative, like in periods of wrath or despair. I appreciated him emphasizing this nuance, as it really is just about perspective. Like biblical King David held both darkness and light in his actions, The ebb and flow of darkness and light is natural. But we must remember that there is someone controlling the tide, God. I certainly find it difficult to see out of the tunnel of darkness into the light, but my time at Montreat this week taught me how. During both worship and keynote, we were reminded of God's sovereignty. As a semi-reformed control freak, this has been a constantly difficult fact to grasp, that God has a plan and that it may not be what I hope for. This week taught me to accept both the darkness and the light. As Psalm 23 reminds us, I will fear no evil, because he is with me. It might not always be okay, but we will be okay. I now know how to stop expecting perfection and start recognizing meaning. I know that God does not fail, and I trust in his plan for my life. So now, when I think about college and beyond, there is no longer a pit in my stomach. Instead, I feel peace and a great gladness that God is here to light my path. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Poppy Bounds, and I just graduated from Scotland High School and will be attending the University of South Carolina this fall. I've spent the last 5 summers attending the Montreat Youth Conference, and the past 3 I've been going with Miss Elizabeth and the Trinity Group. I was assigned Tuesday as my day to talk about, and the theme of the day was adjusting to the darkness. The scripture for the morning keynote was Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 19. Our keynote speaker, Chris, posed the question, what if Saul were to say no? Now, personally, I don't know about y'all, but if I heard Jesus speaking to me after getting over the initial shock, I would do what he told me to do when he said to do it. But Chris said that God is not in the business of forcing decisions, but rather God extends invitations. This made me think about my upcoming adventures in Colombia. God has a plan for everything, no matter which path you take, because Jesus is the light, beginning, middle, and end of every path. This keynote was very powerful to me because we were told that the light and darkness coexist and that it's okay to have just as many valleys as you have mountaintops. You don't have to be everything for everyone all the time. In small group and evening worship, we discussed the scripture John chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. My small group agreed that as long as we have Jesus in the center of our life, we will have light in our lives. Later that night, our preacher, Jenny, told us that God speaks certainty so we don't have to. This part of the sermon really spoke to me because sometimes I have so many questions about so many things. Also, thank you to Elizabeth and Dan for answering most of those this week. And this helped me realize that asking questions is a good thing because the only person who truly knows the answers are God. I would also like to thank Trinity for allowing me to go to Montreat with them. I would also like to say thank you, Miss Elizabeth, for her welcoming nature and kindness. You've come to mean so much to me and will always hold a special place in my heart. Lastly, I would like to thank my girls for making this the best last year I could ever ask for. I'm so glad to have a group of friends that I know I can always call if I need anything.
Good morning, my name is Kinsey Hamilton and I will be a senior at Scotland High School this year. And I had Wednesday. Wednesday morning's keynote was titled, You Are Here. And it was followed by the question, Where Are You? Everyone's path in life is going to be different, but it is important to be honest with yourself about where you are and where you are going. Are you listening for God's direction? Sometimes life can be so good you feel like you are on a mountaintop. Other times you feel like you are in a valley. But we should talk to God in both. Life will have times of light and darkness, but God is present in both. Pastor Chris told us to remember the phrase, it is what it is. Let go of what you cannot control and let go of worry. There is nothing on this earth that can take us out of the hands of God. Even when times are bad, we are safe in God's hands. Wednesday afternoon was our free day, so we went to the trampoline park and had a blast with our Greensboro group of friends. Wednesday night at worship, Pastor Jenny referenced a story in Scripture about Ruth and Naomi and talked to us about supporting each other and never losing hope. God will never abandon or overlook you. It might feel like God is nowhere to be found, but we should step in and lift each other up and light the path back to God. We are God's hands and feet in love to each other. Wednesday night was very powerful, as that is when we take communion by intention. Imagine taking communion with 850 youth all worshiping together and singing. This was one of the highlights of my week. If I reflect back on all the years at Montreat, I'd have to say this was the best one. Pastor Chris had very moving sermons and made us feel his emotions and made us a part of every story. And my small group connected quickly, and we formed lifelong friendships in a short amount of time, even though they said I had a funny accent. Lastly, I want to thank all of you for your support and prayers throughout this weekend and the whole year. Thank you to Elizabeth, Dan, and the girls for all the deep conversations, lots of laughs, and fantastic memories. I don't know what I'll do without y'all next year, and it won't be the same.
Hi, my name is Casey Burt. I'm a graduated senior from Scotland High School, and I'm going to Georgia Southern University in the fall. On Thursday, the topic was Seeing in the Light. Keynote opened by reading the Declaration of Independence. We then talked about how broken America can be. We discussed how quickly the churches will point to the people outside of the church as broken people, when in reality the churches are just as broken as everyone else, and how if we live by the ideals that we profess in the churches, we can spread the light. As Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, if a person is called to be a street sweeper, they should sweep the streets even as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. They should sweep the streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause and to say, here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well. It says in Isaiah chapter 2:2-5, in the last days of the mountain, In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come to and say, come, let us go up the mountain of the Lord to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his path. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many people. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations will not take up swords against nations, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, descendants of Jacob, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. We walk in the light of God, and we have to keep moving no matter what. When walking in his light, you might need to flip a table, but you should never flip a person or harm someone along the way. Something else that we talked about was being a pocket of light and how you can be a light in somebody else's life. You can do something as little as just writing a nice note to shine the light of God. The last thing we talked about was how light is reflected off of surfaces. When light hits a smooth surface, it bounces off in one direction, but we are not smooth, we are rough. And when light hits a rough surface, it bounces off in multiple different directions. I would now like you to close your eyes and bow your head. Think of all the people that you have affected with your light. God's light shines bright through everyone in this room today and every day. The last thing I would like to say is thank you to everyone involved in getting us to Montreat, especially Elizabeth and Dan for everything that they did for us, and to the girls for our great discussions, and to our parents and church family for all the support through everything.
Hello guys, my name is Avery Stutz, and I just graduated from Scotland High School, and I'll be attending the University of Memphis this fall. And this was my first time going to Montreat. I was lucky enough to receive Friday to talk about the sermons and the candlelight. The name of the topic for Friday was Work in the Light. I interpreted this as working in His light, the light of God, and I really pray God shines through me and inspires others. No matter what age you are, you're preparing to climb some sort of mountain. Psalm 121 talks about travelers ascending on a journey and singing a song. The song says, God's got this, God's got you, and God's got us. We all need to make a song of ascent for our own lives so it is easier to climb the many mountains ahead. But always remember, you can only climb one at a time. Every choice, every step, and every action in your life is important. The little decisions that seem so small and trivial are just as important as the big ones. No part of your life is insignificant. While we are on the topic of mountains and rocks, I was introduced to something called a boulder problem. Now, this is a term rock climbers use, and it is when there's a difficult part and you only have a couple of ways to get around it, so you must practice how you will get out of it. There will always be sections along your path that will seem impossible to overcome, and you will have to make a decision for yourself. You may not have the best grip on things or much to hold on to, so what will you do? One size does not fit all on the way to Christ. Everyone's journey is different. Yours may not look like the person's next to you. I can only be me. This is your choice, so be you. Slow down, take deep breaths, and pay attention. Remember, you can only walk your own path, nobody else's. Ask God for direction and follow His way. Chart a path, take into consideration every way, and then make your choice. Think carefully about what you're about to do. We never have to question whether we will make it or not, because God said we will. He is with us being a rope, and He puts people or things in our lives to be other ropes we can cling on to. It is always important to remember that we reflect God's light into the world, and we each have our own little light. If we put together all of our little lights, we can make one big light and walk together in fullness. Candlelight really expressed the little lights within us, because when everyone's candle was lit, the whole lake was lit up with candle, and we all stood in the glory of God. So I want to end this by saying thank you to everyone that helped me be here. Special thank you to Elizabeth for becoming a new rope in my life. And thank you to all the girls for being old ropes that I will cling on to whenever I need it.
It would be hard to follow that for anyone. But now we are going to have our affirmation of faith. So, and now, in response to God's word and the beautiful words of these young ladies, let us stand and boldly proclaim what we believe using the Apostles' Creed, which is printed in your bulletin.